ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ ਕਮਾਨ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ ਹਰੇ ਬੋਲ ਹਰੇ ਬੋਲ ਹਰੇ ਬੋਲ ਤਾ ਬੋਲ ਹਰੇ ਬੋਲ
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much for that nice kirtan. I may not believe it, you know. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय परमाकल्याणा नमः परममंगला वासुदेवाय शांताया यरुणं पतये नमः नमः परमाकल्याणा नमः परममंगला वासुदेवाय शांताया यरुणं पतये नमः नमः परमाकल्याणा नमः परममंगला वासुदेवाय शांताया यरुणं पतये नमः यरुणं पतये नमः respectful obeisances. Paramakalyana, you are the supreme auspiciousness. Namaha, our respectful obeisance unto you. Paramamangala, whatever you do is good. Vasudevaya, unto the original personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Shantaya, unto the most peaceful, Yadunam of the Yadu dynasty, Pataye, unto the controller, Namaha, a respectful obeisance unto you. O supremely auspicious, we offer a respectful obeisance unto you, who are the Supreme Good, the most famous descendant and controller of the Yadu dynasty, O son of Vasudeva, O most peaceful, let us offer our obeisance unto your lotus feet. purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Paramakalyana is significant because Krishna, in any of his incarnations, appears in order to protect the sadhus, paritranaya sadhunam. The sadhu, saintly person or devotee, are always harassed by non-devotees. And Krishna appears in his incarnations to give them relief. This is his first concern. If we study the history of Krishna's life, we shall find that for most of his life, he predominantly engaged himself in killing demons one after another. Omagyanti mirandas yaganandana shalakaya shakshunamitam yinatasmai siguravinamam Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Hinagutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Siguru Siyutapara Kamalam Siguru Vaishnavam Sa Sri Rupam Sagajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitana Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sa Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kantana Mostute Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Karpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vahevacha Patitana Pavanevyo Vaishnavi Vinamunamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. I read the verse again. Namaha Paramakalyana Namaha Paramamangala Vasudevaya Santaya Yadunam Pataye Namaha. O supremely auspicious, we offer our respectful obeisance unto you, who are the supreme good. O most famous descendant and controller of the Yadu dynasty, O son of Vasudeva, O most peaceful, let us offer our respectful obeisance unto you. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna is called here Paramakalyana, because he comes to protect his devotees, first of all. That is his first business. And then he comes to kill the demons. And in Vrindavan Leela, practically before breakfast, Krishna had already killed a demon. And then throughout the day, he would enjoy that. It's one of his rasas to kill the demons. Even we find ourselves sometimes in the situation that we become attacked by demons. And I remember we in our temple in Hamburg, in the very beginning, there were some bikers, you know, these bikers on motorbikes, and they were very violent. They found out where our temple is, and they came and threw rocks on the temple at night, and they said, tonight we come back. We were frightened. So fortunately, there was one devotee. He arrived in the morning, and he was sent by Krishna. He was a green beret. Green beret is the hardcore army people who jump out of planes and grab somebody in the back and just kill him. So he told me he personally killed some people. He came from Vietnam. And so his name was Oda Reta Prabhu. And so Oda Reta Prabhu, he arrived just in time. We told him what happened, and he said, Krishna's mercy. And so we went, he got us to go to a second-hand store, and we bought all the old chairs, and he cut up the legs. He said, everyone has to have one of those under his bed, under his pillow. And then at night they came and they started howling, you know, and they started throwing rocks. And he was saying, now all of you, behind me. And he jumped through a window of that size, with his foot the leg of the tree. He ran through the window, and the people were in a shock. And we all, through the window, whoa, 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 whoa. And they were so frightened, and he knew what to do. He knew how to deal with these people. It was very intense. They were running away, we were running after them. And the ambulance had to come and pick them up. And it was holy anger. Normally we are not angry, but there is sometimes a situation that you become really angry when you see that a devotee is being hurt. Prabhupada himself, in Calcutta, there was some program, and some Naxalites, communists, they came, and they were pulling one devotee. He was dancing. Prabhupada was sitting on his yasasana, dancing, and he pulled him down. He tried to, and Prabhupada jumped up and he took his castles and smashed him over the ear. It was bleeding. So Swamiji, sorry. So Prabhupada also, sometimes there are situations like this where Krishna shows his anger through his devotee. I remember there was a devotee, his name was Keshava. He was also from Vietnam. He was also an American Vietnam warrior. And they call them now the SEALs. The SEALs, those who killed Saddam Hussein. SEALs. And at that time they were called Green Berets. And so devotees told him in Los Angeles that Srila Prabhupada, there's one man. They told him, there's one man who comes every day, and when he sees us, he asks us to give him a book, and then he rips a book, and he throws it into the bin, every day. And he said, leave me this to me, I take care of that. So he came to the airport, and he saw that this devotee was doing this, this person was doing this. And he was just watching him on every step. And then he had to go to the bathroom, and Keshava went behind him. And then in the bathroom, he gave him a good beating. So Prabhupada heard this, and he said to Keshava, he called Keshava, he said, where have you been today? Well, Srila Prabhupada, I went to the airport. What did he do at the airport? So I was just watching the devotees distributing books. Prabhupada, and then what happened? He said, I saw that there was one devotee, one boy who came, one man, and he always ripped the books. Prabhupada said, really? He ripped our books, and what happened then? He had to go to the toilet. Prabhupada said, and what happened then? He said, I walked behind him. Prabhupada, what happened then? He said, we were on the toilet and we were alone. I gave him a huge beating. And Prabhupada said, very nice. We had that tape on Sangitan, and we heard this very nice hundreds of times. It was so nice. Prabhupada, very nice. So sometimes there are situations like this, that Krishna comes, or he infuses his devotee to become quite angry. Prabhupada also, he could become angry. I've seen Prabhupada four times becoming angry. One time in the very beginning, in the after we came from the Gaudiya Math from a visit. I will not tell the story now. Then another time, it was in Germany actually. In France, that he came to France, and our then leader, he tried to sell our temple because it was too big. And Prabhupada heard about it, so he called us. And then we went to see Srila Prabhupada, and he said, so what is the situation? And so our then GBC explained the situation. We want to get rid of this place. And Prabhupada said, it's a nice place. I've been there. It's a very nice, why you want to get rid, because of this argument and that. So the devotee made one argument after the other, and Prabhupada didn't want to hear it. He didn't agree. He said, but then you have so much land there. And he said again, but it's near to Frankfurt, it's just 20 minutes out of town, in the middle of Germany. And Prabhupada gave so many nice arguments. And so this man, this boy, this VVC at that time, young boy actually, our youngest VVC we had in Germany was only 16 years old. It was Krishnadas, the first VVC for Germany with 16 years, because there was nobody else. He went to Germany, frankly speaking, alone, and Prabhupada wrote him, you'll be the GBC. So he explained to him in many ways, and then Prabhupada was fed up. He had enough, you know, he had heard enough. He said, fasten your seat belts. It's going to be very loud. He said, and even if your child has been born deaf and blind, does it mean you kill it? I mean, it was, you could hear it 500 meters away. It was trembling like a lion. You know, lip was trembling. Anybody has seen Prabhupada in anger, his lips would tremble, you know. No, Srila Prabhupada, don't kill it! We were in a shock. We have never seen Prabhupada so angry. And then his anger was not based on envy. You know, his anger was not based on satisfying his frustrations. His anger was only based on when he felt Krishna's devotee was violated, or when Krishna was violated. Then Prabhupada could be very angry from one moment to another. Otherwise not. And he couldn't, from one moment to another, he became blue in his face, believe me. Anybody who has seen Prabhupada in anger, he will confirm that. He became blue in his face, so furious, you know. And then he turned it off, like you turn off a radio. And he said, don't kill it. He said, develop it. He said, don't become rolling stones, like a stone that rolls in the river from one creek, from one place to another. It never sets moss on. He said, set moss on. You sit in one place, and then you can do something like our leaders here, Devaki Nandan Prabhu and Hari, that they sit in one place and you can do something. I've seen personal experience also, I sat in many places like that over the years. And so it was wonderful to see Prabhupada's anger. I can tell you another story, I won't do it now here, it will take too much time. But that side is there of Krishna, that Krishna can become very angry. Like even washerman didn't want to give him the clothes. He says Krishna, cut his head off with his hand. And somebody didn't want to do that for him. Somebody, when Krishna becomes angry, there's no salvation. You're going to get it. And so, because he protects his devotees, I've seen this a lot. I give you a story. It's always nice to tell a story from my own experience. There was one devotee in our temple in Ireland. An island. Is a country where Protestants and Catholics are fighting since the 16th century. All over Germany, all over Europe, there was a war. It was called the 30-year-old war. 30 years. 6 million people butchered each other. It was horrible. On one side you had the Catholics, Germany and France, and you had Spain and Italy. And on the other side you had Sweden, England, the Protestants, and some other, Holland also, Netherlands also. They were murdering each other in the most cruel way, unbelievable. I mean, the cruelties I cannot describe in the temple. I don't want to upset the Lord. But it was unbelievable. It was so cruel. It was not just horrible. It was cruel. The cruelty they did to each other. So then after 30 years, they came together and they decided to make a truce. You know, peace. It was actually in my school. I was in a school, and it was a castle. And this was my boarding school. It was a really good boarding school, actually, fantastic. And in that hall of that school, they signed peace. And so they signed peace, and since that time they don't preach to each other anymore, they leave each other alone. But this Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, they've been fighting and fighting and fighting. I remember we were sitting, we have an island there, our temple is an island in the middle of a lake, and we were sitting on the veranda and eating our breakfast. All of a sudden, a bomb went up. We almost fell over, just 200 yards away, the bridge was bombed. And I've been in a bomb, if anybody has been in a bomb, you can't believe the power of it. You think the sky rips. It's so powerful. Your heart shatters like this, you know. You tremble. It's so mighty, an explosion. So they were killing each other. And so one Protestant boy joined our movement on this island. It was unusual. Normally, mostly Catholics come because they're more close to Krishna consciousness. They're more devotional. They're more devotional. They worship also pictures, they don't say it, but they do, you know. And so this Protestant came, he joined James, Dr. James, and he left. And so that's not unusual. Then little later, the priest called me, the Catholic priest in Ireland. He was a pain in our back. He gave us so much trouble. He was a so-called sect expert of the church. And he called me and said, "Preet, you have to come. Such and such Seamus is there, James, with his uncle. He must come." I said, "I'm not going to see any uncles." He said, "You have no choice." He said, "He's a very powerful man, very powerful man." And so I came, and there was this man sitting like a bull. It's huge, you know, almost horns on his head. And he was a big demon, I could understand. And he said, "I tell you one thing. I don't want to argue with you, but I tell you one thing. You tell Seamus," James in Irish, but Seamus in English, or different around, James in English, Seamus in Irish. "You tell James that he should go back to his mother and never ever come back to the temple." I said, "James, how old are you?" "Seamus," I said, which is another anger, cause anger, that I call him an Irish name. I said, "Seamus, how old are you?" "Not Seamus, his name is James." He said, "How old are you?" He said, "26. I said, "Come on." He said, "He's not a baby. He's a grown-up person, he's an adult. Neither I nor you should tell him. He's at an age that he should make up his own mind." "No, no, I tell you, you have some influence on him. You tell him right away. Tell him." I said, "Are you threatening me?" He went with his finger like this in front of my nose. He said, "Are you threatening me?" He said, "Yes. And I'm telling you, I count up to three. And you tell him. 1, 2, 3, tell him." And I said, "Over my dead body." He said, "You say it over your dead body, you spoke your own judgment." And he ran out. The priest said, "Do you know who that was?" I said, "No." He said, "I thought so. This man is the head of the Protestant underground terrorist army. He has 60,000 people under him, armed to the teeth, with bombs, grenades, Uzi machine guns, bombs. I mean, run for your life. Don't go to the temple, immediately to the airport. Don't fly to Germany, don't fly to America. He will be after you. And when you think he's not after you, he's still after you." I said, "Where shall I go?" He said, "Uganda, China, one of these places." And somehow the Krishna, the super soul took over at that moment. And so I almost heard myself saying, "I'm not going to go anywhere." He said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "Well, frankly," so I say, popped out of my mind, "that it is not in his power to kill me." He said, "What?" I said, "You know, if Krishna wants me to die tomorrow, I die. Either I fall from a chair with a heart attack, I have a car accident, or he will kill me. And if that's not Krishna's plan, there's nothing he can do about it." The priest said, how can you have so much faith in God? I said, Father, Father, I mean... And I said, and you would run. He said, I would run. He said, I know that, but I won't. So I went back to the temple and wanted to go to bed. The telephone was ringing. The priest was on the phone. He said, Preetu, have you heard the news? I said, no. He said, that general, he went to his car. He turned the key. A bomb took him away. So he didn't live long. Krishna said, no. You see, what is this? Yes, that is true. That is so true. If Krishna protects you, no one can kill you, and if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect you. Still, we can't say, well, you know, when Krishna wants to kill me, then I need to wear a mask. You know, well, you know, we have to do our best, and then Krishna will help us. You see, it is not that one time somebody wrote a letter to Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, it was such a rumor, actually. He was temple president in Boston, and he sent Prabhupada a beautiful picture. It was a temple, it was a deity, beautifully decorated, huge flower arrangement. And Prabhupada called him on the phone and said, how do you have so much money? And he said, we don't have money. And Prabhupada said, how did you do it? He said, well, we had some little money left. And then we thought that let's use all this money and then Krishna will take care of us. And then Prabhupada, he laughed a little bit, and he said, you know, the idea to depend on Krishna is very nice, but you have to do your part. You have to do your part, and then Krishna will help you. We have to do the best, and then Krishna does the rest. This is really the formula. When we chant, we have to do the best, and then Krishna will do the rest. Like when we are in any kind of trouble, Prabhupada told us this when he installed the deities in Vrindavan. And he said, now you can go to Lord Nityananda. He didn't say go to Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam. He didn't say go to Gaurangitai. He said you should go to Nityananda, because Nityananda is more merciful than even Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Srimati Radharani. He said, you go to Nityananda and present your case, that you have this problem there. And they said, 100%, if you ask Lord Nityananda for help, you will be able to get over it. Krishna will help you. And there's a verse in our Bhagavad Gita, Machitta Sarvadurgani, Mat Prasadam Tanishyasi. Machitta, if you direct your chitta, your consciousness towards me, Machitta Sarvadurgani, then all the Durgani, that means suffering that come from Mother Durga, threefold suffering. Matpasaram, by my mercy, will be destroyed. So this is a way to actually operate in Krishna consciousness, that we have to understand that in the ultimate issue, if you want to do something or if you want to change something, we need Krishna's help. And this is how Prabhupada achieved everything. You have to come from the higher energy. Because all the problems on this material level are just due to spiritual starvation. That we are spiritually starved, not nourished. If we are spiritually not nourished, then Maya comes. If we are spiritually nourished, Maya cannot come. No question about it. You know? And Prabhupada asks us to chant nicely. That means taking shelter in Krishna. And then Krishna will help us. We do our best, Krishna will do the rest. It's a very good and simple formula. That without Krishna we cannot do. There is one verse by Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani. And he said, since we are talking about chanting, he said, no one in this world is able to chant without distraction. No one. So you're not alone. He said, no one. He said, unless we get the mercy of Krishna, therefore we have to pray for his grace, and then he will give it to us. So the thing is, otherwise we engage in shadow. Everything in the material world is like a shadow. And you don't want to engage in shadow boxing. There will be no result. The idea is that we turn to Krishna. We do our best, and then Krishna will do the rest. The help comes from above. In all cases, we cannot solve our problems ourselves. We tried so many times, and throughout our life, even in Krishna consciousness, we have problems and we try to solve them ourselves. But it's not possible. We have to go to Krishna and ask him. Not you do it. I will try to do my best, but please do the rest. And then that works. The sky is the limit. Anything can be done if you go through Krishna. And this is how Prabhupada did his work, and so many great saints and sages, they beg. I always liked that verse. I'm coming from a Christian background. And there's one verse, unless you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean? That I'm 75 years old, and I put a pacifier in my mouth, in a pacifier? You put a little rubber piece in a baby's mouth, that he has something to... what would you think if I would sit here with a pacifier? You know, or does it, I go into a sandbox and play with toys with 75 years? That doesn't mean that. The mentality of a child, the mentality, a child cries, and then the mother comes and does everything. So there are these two elements. There were a discussion in the Sri Sampradaya in the 17th century on how do we get Krishna's mercy. And is Krishna's mercy coming by itself? Or do we have to work to get Krishna's mercy? This was the famous argument, cat or monkey. Anybody's heard this? Cat or monkey? That a cat, she doesn't have to do anything. The kitten. The kitten is just, cat is coming and carries him from one place to another. And the other one is a monkey. The little monkey holds onto the mother, and then the mother brings him from one place to another. So they decided this is actually the situation, like monkeys, baby monkey, that we have to hang on to Krishna, and then Krishna will do everything. You know, there's one famous German poet, he confirmed this, he wrote a great poem, and it describes how people in the Middle Ages would pour a bell, you know, a bell, a copper bell, is poured, you understand? And so the master of these bell builders, he spoke to them. It's in this poem, and he said, you have to work hard. He said, from the forehead, von der Stirn heiß rinnen muss der Schweiß, from your forehead the sweat has to pour, if this work should praise the Lord. That means you have to work hard. If you want to praise, because the bell is there to praise God, right? So from the Stirn heiß, you have to work like anything. The sweat is just pouring from your forehead. Soll das Werk denn Meister, if the work should be praised the Lord. He said, the blessings come from above. Very nice. Because you may work hard, but there may be a crack in the bell. You can throw it away. You can heat it up again and have another, make a new mold, everything. So he said very nicely, his very famous poem, he said, you have to work very hard. And this is also my experience on Sankirtan. We would work very hard, you know. to distribute lots of books, and we did a lot of books at that time in Germany when I was young. And I can tell you many stories from that time, but not now. Hair-raising stories, where Krishna helped us so much. And so if we work hard for me to distribute books, it is not a joke. We used to work, Rini Kumar, Rini Sutta, myself, we would distribute about 40 Bhagavatams before 11 o'clock every day. And then another 40. You have to work like a dog to do that. You know, and but I have experienced moments there where it was just amazing how Krishna came in. How Krishna came in. How wonderful. If you work hard in book distribution, you go into an ecstasy. We used to call it the super distribution ecstasy. And so I remember there was one situation that I couldn't distribute really. And I worked. But then all of a sudden the books were flying out of my... I looked on the watch, you know, 9 o'clock or something. And the books, somebody came and said, can I have a book? I said, yes. Another one. I said, yes. And I looked on the watch. And in 20 minutes, I distributed 21 Bhagavatams. That is humanly not possible, actually. Not possible. And then I said, ho! The next 2 hours I could not distribute a single book. You know, like Arjuna, he was a great warrior, and then he was captured by some local people, and he said, it's the same Bhogandiva, I'm the same Arjuna. Because Krishna has rejected that Shakti, you know. So in my personal life, I had some experience of this Shakti in Krishna consciousness. Rarely, but it is there that Krishna comes through. And so with Krishna, we can do everything. Without Krishna, then we can do only very little. And so the key is, as devotees, particularly young devotees, you know, that we should approach Krishna. There was just one devotee, just the other day I heard, in our farm in Gita Nagari, no, New Vrindavan, and he had some trouble. And he couldn't control his senses. And so he hanged himself. That's not the solution. That's not the solution. He should have approached Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, without you, I've not been able to manage. Please help me. And so if you get into this mood of surrendering unto Krishna, then sarva dhamman prajajamami kamsaranam raja aham chon sarva papi vyumokshin jami masarja, then Krishna comes. He helps us. Very important, this element of sharanagati. Very important. In chanting, in doing, whatever. That the idea to depend on Krishna is very nice, but we have to do our work as well, together. You see, like when Krishna, when we go to the spiritual world, for example, you know, we leave our material body. First, the gross material body goes, Stula Sarira. Then the next is like a rocket that goes to the moon. So the next one, the mind goes, we leave the mind behind. Then we leave the intelligence behind. Then we leave the false ego behind. And then we jump, and then Krishna comes from, he grabs us. You know, two elements are there. We do our best and Krishna does the rest. He pulls us, you know. And he can do wonderful things like that. He does, everything is done. The gopis, what would they do? They would just cry, Krishna! Krishna came. So in the same way when chanting, we have to have this mood that we cry for Krishna. Otherwise, you know, if our mind is going everywhere, then how Krishna can help us? He won't. He will just let us chant unattentively for the rest of the universe. So we have to make an endeavor. In whatever we do, all what you do, all what you eat, all what you give away, do that for me. That's the intention. in our activities. And so then we get somewhere. Then we get somewhere. This is a way to actually advance in spiritual life, that we all want to be pure devotees. But we can't. We do something on the way, and there is some progress anyway. I mean, I can see this in my own poor life, that when I think of the early days and now, there's progress there. Slowly, 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 slowly. But the fastest progress we can make is if we take shelter in Krishna and we speak to Nityananda is right there. Or we take shelter in another devotee, because he can also be our Vamana Padash Guru. He can also be a spokesman for Krishna, or in the spiritual master. He's a direct manifestation of the Super Soul. That is the way how Krishna killed all the demons. The devotees were just crying, "Krishna, help me." Like this demon who tried to kill me. You know, if you look, I mean, I see the story a little bit pre-truth-centric for myself. But actually there's another way. And this man's time was up. His time was up. And so Krishna, I just became the instrument. It's a more healthy way to look at it, otherwise you become puffed up, you know. As Krishna, his time was up, so Krishna said, "All right, I found somebody, he's going to kill you." And so he created this situation. I met this guy, he spoke this offensive matter, and then Krishna came and said, "Done," and killed him on the spot. And I'm sure Krishna enjoyed it, I'm sure all the demigods enjoyed it as well, you know, because he deserved it. He deserved it. He killed hundreds of men. You know, he was a killer, certified killer. And so, this is how far I can talk about this issue. What are we for time here? Yeah? 9. Prabhupada said, Krishna appears in order to protect the sadhus, Parichana Sadhunam, and Vinasha Sadhuskitam, to kill the demons. And if he were with Krishna, then Krishna is there for us. Then Krishna is there for us. I mean, I find this fascinating, this concept of multidimensionality. Multidimensionality. If you go to Mount Kailas, what do you see? Satchinanand Swami went, Indradumna Maharaj went. What do we see? It's an inhospitable mountain, very beautiful, snow-capped. Nobody has dared to climb it. Westerners have dared to climb it, and they got killed by some unseen forces. You know, Indians don't, they're respectful, they don't climb up there. And so, you can see it on Google, you can Google it, Mount Kailash. You see even pictures of Mount Kailash. And so scientists can probably weigh even how heavy the mountain is, but there's a whole different reality there. If you actually go there, you find Lord Shiva is sitting under a tree, 800 miles high, banyan tree, 800 miles wide. He sits in great gravity, as described in Bhagavatam, on a deer skin. And four Kumaras are there, and highly placed personalities, and they're beautiful rivers and creeks, and it's just amazing. It's a celestial planet. So in the same way, when people try to go to the moon, what do they? Even if they get there, they don't. They're not on the moon. They are on the shadow of the moon. Material is a shadow of the reality. You know, they don't go there. When you go to Vrindavan, what do you see? I asked one famous George Harrison. He came to Vrindavan one day, and we were taking a ride. And I asked him. He saw Vrindavan. And I said, "How did you like it?" He said, "Well, so many houses are old and unkept, temples unkept, so much." Bottles, misery bottles everywhere, and pigs are roaming around. And I said, but George, this is just one reality. That's a material reality. There's another reality that we cannot see. Like Krishna, even Arjuna, he could not see the universal form. And then what Krishna said, I give you divine eyes. And then he could see. Right? Then he could see. So the universal form was already there. So in the same way, the higher reality of Vrindavan is already there, but we cannot see it because Naham Pakasha Savasya Yoga Maya Samamitraha Vitaha Mudo Yamavijanati. Fools cannot see me because they're bewildered by illusion, by Maya. Maya Samavitaha. Yoga Maya Samavitaha. So the other side of Vrindavan is that there's Rupa Goswami. He was sitting under at Radhakund. There's, you can go there, there's some sort of a, like a swing. And he was sitting there, it's made out of stone. You can actually, they hang the asana in there on certain days and they swing the deities there. It's a, big like a human, sandstone. And so he was sitting there and all of a sudden he heard some beautiful singing and laughing and he looked up and the tree was gigantic, gigantic. And he saw there was a huge ship of not a ship, there was a swing in the shape of a fish. And there was Krishna there and the gopis were there and they were enjoying like anything, you know, going back and forth. And he saw it for a moment and then it disappeared. So that's, he entered into the hidden Vrindavan, into Gupta Vrindavan. Only by the mercy of Krishna. There's a story that even Akbar the great emperor of India, he was, he had a singer. Do I have 5 minutes? The name was Tansen. And Tansen sang very beautiful. Hindu. He had Christians at his court from Goa, Portuguese Christians, Jesuits. He had Muslim scholars there. He was very eclectic. We call it eclectic. He was trying to look everywhere. And so Tansen sang so well that he started crying and shivering. And so after that he said, look, Tansen, how do you know to sing like that? And he said, I learned from my guru. Who's your guru? You have a guru? He said, yes. What is his name? He said, his name is Haridas. Not Haridas Thakur. Haridas is actually the founder of the Banka Bihari temple. And I want to see him. He said, no, he will not see you. Why? I'm the emperor. He said, he won't see emperors. What? Maybe I should go like a beggar? Comes and said, that's a good idea. Good idea. God is guiding you. Dress up as a beggar. So he went there in the morning. The king went out of the palace and looked and see him, you know, covering his head. Riding from Agra to Vrindavan, or the other way around, is not very far. Maybe 3 hours on a horse, maybe four. So they were riding. You know, and they came to the place and Tansen brought him to the emperor and he bowed down in his beggar clothes, the emperor, and he looked up and the sadhu was sitting on his dais and he said, oh, emperor of India, what? he could understand. He said, oh, emperor of India, what brings you here? And he explained to him, your disciple is so incredible, he moves my heart so much, I feel ecstasy. And I thought, if he sings so beautiful, what about his master? So, can I ask you? And he said, yes. And he sang. The emperor fell into a swoon. He fell into a swoon. And so, Rupa Goswami, there's another pastimes of Akbar, you know, that he came to Vrindavan. He came 2 times. And he gave the sandstone for the Govindaji temple. He had some sort of pious streak. And so, when he was finished, this man was in a swoon. They had to wake him up, you know, and he came and said, Maharaj, whatever you want, I give it to you. Women, I give you the most beautiful women we have. Hare Krishna. Money, any money, any jewels. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He said, I'm going to, you become the most famous man in all of India. You come to my court. He said, no, none of these things. Like Lord Chaitanya said, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam jagadisha kame. He said, but you have to, something, you must have given me something to do. He said, yes, there's a crack on the steps that leads down to the Yamuna. The king almost became angry. Repairing a step. He said, you should repair the step because it's something you pay somebody. He said, you know, he said, I arrange it. No, you have to do it yourself. So the king was, you know, and he said to the king, it's not that easy as you think. Tansen showed him the way. So they went down there and they stepped down and then they came to the step and Tansen said, there's a step, there's a crack. You know, all of a sudden the whole step turned into gold, diamonds, the whole gut became gold, silver, everything, ivory, and he saw huge swans flying over the gut, uttering the sound of the Samaveda with their wings. And he looked further, he saw high mountains and rivers and beautiful creeks and animals and all kinds of wonderful things. He saw elephants and whatnot. And he couldn't believe it, that he was entering actually the Gupta Vrindavan. And he became proud that I'm so fortunate. The whole thing disappeared. And he looked at the crack. It was an ordinary crack. So there is a different dimension there. And you can see this clearly when the gopis were dancing with Krishna. None of the gopis could see that he was dancing with every gopi. When Lord Chaitanya danced in the kirtan, only Prataparudra and the king could see that he was dancing. He expanded himself in so many forms in every sankirtan group. When Lord Brahma came and he said he wanted to see Krishna, Krishna said, which one? Doorman came and said, Krishna, Brahma came. He said, which one? Which one are you? He said, I'm the four-headed Brahma. So he said, all right, come along. Krishna said, four-headed Brahma, bring him in. So then Krishna greeted him very. Brahma fell on his face. Krishna greeted him very carefully. He said, what do you want? He said, I have a question, but before that, my main question is, you say, which Brahma? Are there more than one? And Krishna said, they are innumerable. And then so many Brahmas arrived, and they all paid obeisance. None of the Brahmas could see any other Brahma. None of them. Because it's multidimensional. You know, there's so many dimensions. Every Brahma thought, I have Krishna in my own realm. But every Brahma had the same, but none could see the other. So in the same way, Krishna is expanding himself in our life as well. That personality who is able to associate with unlimited living entities at the same time in a very personal, individual way, that's God. Only God can do that. You know, even with us, he associates. We can't see it because we are fools, but actually Krishna is with us at every moment. You know, that is Krishna. And so from there you can understand, once you grasp this concept of multidimensionality, you're not wondering, why didn't they find anything? Why don't they see Dwarka? Because it's on a different dimension. You know, they find some in the sea of Gujarat, they say they find something, but the heavenly Dwarka was produced in one moment to another by Vishwakarma. And Prabhupada was asked one time that what if the scientists are destroying the world with nuclear weapons? And Prabhupada said, and don't worry. He said, in 1 second, the demigods, not even Krishna, the demigods restore the planet to its original beauty. In 1 second, Prabhupada said, less than a second. You know, so naturally, fools don't find Dwarka. You cannot buy a ticket to Vrindavan. You can go to Kailas Mountain, but you don't see anything. You see only as much as Krishna allows you to see. as much as he's allowed Arjuna to see. And when Arjuna asked him, please, show me a universal form, then he could see Sri Sigourney Thai ki jai, Sri Vyasa Bihari ki jai, Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Go Premananda, I think you know. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna. Unless you have a question over. One question, two questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for the nice class. You mentioned very nicely that we should do our best and then Krishna will do the rest. You also explained that shloka, mat chitta sarva durgani. So, and you explained your personal example also, that you were doing book distribution till 11 o'clock. So in our little efforts to do our seva, like book distribution, preaching, we tend to sometimes overdo. We can't say overdo, like we don't know the limit, how much is enough, how much is our best. When we do our endeavors, we don't know how much is our best. When we do our seva, we don't know the limit, that okay, this is my part and then Krishna has to overtake. We think that I should do more and more, and in that prayas we sometimes lose the balance of our sadhana. So how do we know that this is the limit and now on Krishna has to take care?
Well, you know, you are put in a particular situation right now. That's already Krishna's arrangement. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost. So the reality is that Krishna puts you here now and he gives you a service. And now if there's any question in your mind whether or not, you have to ask Krishna, and you may have to wait if necessary. Like Prabhupada said, if you're in a situation when you don't know what to do, what you do? You have to wait for Krishna. When you go into a forest, Prabhupada gave the example, and it's dark and you don't know where's the road, left or right. You see there are two roads, road fork. What you do? Don't do anything. You have to wait till the sun rises, you know. So in the same way, Prabhupada said, don't do anything uncertain, that if we are in doubt sometimes, we have to ask. In the simple way, we can ask our superiors, we can ask devotees, what do you think? What should I do in this situation? And they will advise you because you ask them for authoritative advice, and so they're acting on behalf of Prabhupada. We can ask devotees, and otherwise if there's no devotee, then we just have to wait. Prabhupada, I'll give you an example. One time Prabhupada was sitting with his older men together, the big guys. And so there was a question came up. And Prabhupada said, what shall we do about this? Tamar Krishna Goswami, what is your opinion? Tamar Krishna Goswami said, we should do this and that and that. Prabhupada said, no, not good. Giriraj Swami, what is your opinion? This and that and that, Prabhupada, not a good idea. Who else was there? Brahmananda, what is your idea? And everybody spoke something wonderful, and Prabhupada every time said, not a good idea. So the finger went around, back to Prabhupada, and then nobody had a good idea, according to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada was asked by Tamar Krishna Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada, what is your idea? And Prabhupada said, I don't have an idea. That's why I'm asking you. I didn't have an idea. So then Prabhupada said, let's wait. Let's change the subject. Let's talk about something else. And so they talked about something else for a quarter of an hour, and Prabhupada said, now, I know what we should do. And he gave the most wonderful answer that actually incorporated whatever everybody had said was covered. Most wonderful. Perfect solution. And Dhamma Krishna was always saying, Prabhupada, where did you get this idea from? He said, I just waited for Krishna. Krishna told me, you know. So that's an important element that Krishna, Prabhupada also sometimes he would just wait for Krishna to tell him. That element to wait for Krishna is very important, you know. Not that we jump ahead, you know, we have to wait and listen, because Krishna, I learned, believe it or not, before I came to this movement, I was searching intensely, and I was starting to hear, you know, if Krishna, God comes to me in some way. And there was my little nephew, he was 4 years old. As soon as I sat in my room alone, at a little altar there, he came in, and he said something amazing that he couldn't understand. I knew immediately this was the answer. And the next day again, it was magic. Again I was sitting alone and tried to meditate in a Buddhist way, you know. And again he came. I had a question in my mind and he solved my problem. He was 4 years old, he didn't know what he was talking about. But I could understand that he was guided. You know, he was guided. So if we have to wait for Krishna, we have to declare our dependence on Krishna. We do our best, yes, but we should also ask Krishna. You know, without you, I cannot do. I can do something, but, you know, only very little. Yeah? So sometimes you have to wait. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premananda.